I love this music, so what about you? I love this music, so what about you? I love this music, so what about you? Without the music, what I'm gonna do? We love this music, so what about you? I love this music, so what about you? I love this music, so what about you? Without the music, what we gonna do? I want the music in the morning with the rise. I want the music, I want the hope in the eyes. I want the music when I sleep at night. This sweet music that we feel it rise. Alright! I want the music in the morning with the rise.
How about now? Okay. Hey, tell me when you're ready. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight is The Fall of Bush. We'll talk about the live DOA show in Philadelphia and all kinds of great stuff to cover a ton of tunes. And we'll just do as much as time will permit. Going to start off with The Prisoners doing Imagine. Okay, we're going to try to play this track that the CD player is not recognizing, called Draft Resistor.
Man.
Okay, we'll talk about the DOA show later, but right now, I want to acknowledge some of the people who were at the show this past Friday night, November 19th. And actually, it was Upper Darby, not Philadelphia, but it was DOA, Void Control. And it was four or five bands and so many great people. But right now, we want to acknowledge Philadelphia Anti-Racist Action, who were not only great to meet and really cool, but were very active in keeping things together the entire night. And they are carrying the torch of those who were at the earliest DOA shows when they played Rock Against Racism in Chicago and the RAR shows in Vancouver and on the West Coast in the U.S. And the song goes out to them. It's from anti-fascists in France called Kidnap. The song is entitled No SS. We'll be right back. You heard Fritz Modern doing Jobent in Poist in Mich Nork. Before that, Kidnap did No SS. Avengers did The American and Me. The Family Cat did Rocks Off. Steppenwolf did Draft Resistor. And started off with The Prisoners doing Imagine. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org. And repeat broadcasted Tuesday nights and Wednesday morning, Philadelphia, from Philadelphia, and that is East Coast Times in the USA. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at atheistnetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast Time, USA, as well as repeat broadcasted, oh so appropriately, on Sunday mornings when the show is back-to-back with the great hour of Slack. The Reverend Is In is also repeat relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. Tonight is the fall of Bush, and that will be a follow-up to the first show we did after Erection Day. Survive and thrive, which means we're not only going to survive and thrive in this new dark era, but we are also going to give the inevitable fall of Bush a little bit more of a push. And we'll talk about that and give some resources and talk about the forthcoming protests at the coronation, or as he calls it, the inauguration. And future shows on The Reverend Is In include next week's Happy Spanksgiving. We have not heard from the great Jen, alias Holy Bloody Mary, all week, which means she might not be offering herself for the Happy Spanksgiving show, but regardless, we will do the theme no matter what. Next week is Happy Spanksgiving, and as a secondary theme, we are going to do again what we did last March, which was to do a tribute to Dave Schultes, who was known as Dave Blood, the late bass player of the Dead Milkmen, whom the Reverend knew. And it won't be the entire show, but we're going to acknowledge him and play a couple of songs, because this is the week of the tribute shows in Philadelphia for Dave Blood. The Dead Milkmen are reuniting with a bass player on loan, and they're playing with Electric Love Muffin, FOD, Nixon's Head, and I believe one or two other bands. And the first show, which was sold out, is tonight, and the other is tomorrow night. And we will have an on-the-air tribute for the world on next week, along with the Happy Spanksgiving show. Future themes include three retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush, recovery for propagandists, in which we talk about the cult-like recovery systems of 12-step and higher power seeing individuals. And we'll have some fun with it, as well as do a show with clinical value recovery for propagandists. And we'll also talk about the ludicrous and propagandistic use of terms and myths such as love addiction and sex addiction and porn addiction and golf club addiction and television and internet addiction and other misuses of the word. And we will show those with propaganda addiction, where they are going wrong. Another future theme is pubic property, in which we will deal with the pretend puritanistic stance of people from all walks of life, liberal and conservative, the left or the right, religious extremists to women's studies classes to groupthink freethinkers. And input from everybody is needed. Any kind of sex negative belief system or philosophy or and myth and pose we will discuss when we do the pubic property show, and we will alleviate all hypocrisy, double standards, and sexual guilt and conditioning. Psychotherapy for the Bush regime, rehab for pedophile priests, and at some point in December, the Reverend's annual holiday Tree and Balls special. In January, we will have the fourth anniversary show, and thank you people who already sent ideas and requests for that. And of course, an annual tradition, we will acknowledge and have a good laugh about the one source of hardcore smut that is allowable on prime corporate media television networks once a year. I am, of course, referring to the bumping and grinding, the tackling and piling up and slamming, the butt patting, hugging, running start, leg around, hugging and spinning around, Super Bowl. That's right, the Reverend's annual erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl. That is also coming after the new year, as well as the official opening of the White House corporate brothel. All of that is to come on The Reverend Is In. Send ideas or song requests, feedback, and anything else to The Reverend. And anything talked on the show or anything plugged or any web links that you need, just write if you're new. And say that you want to get the mailing list and all that kind of stuff. For feedback or ideas or just about anything, including the hilarious Jesus spam that all kinds of special ed casualties send to the Reverend, along with really funny stuff like, Reverend Bookburn, do you need larger breasts? Or do you need prescriptions? Write to the Reverend at Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking moron after Reagan and before W. Numbnuts Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E. Quail at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Fall of Bush is a theme thought of immediately after Erection Day, when it was becoming apparent that it was yet another mockery of an election, with a rampant election fraud and a megalomaniac and a sociopath reemerging in power. And what has happened to the predecessors who were megalomaniacs? In Philadelphia, we had Frank Rizzo, and on a nationwide level, there was Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon. And in each of those cases, they ran hog wild, even more so the second time around, as well as the level of arrogance and openness in their illegal activities, their corporate crimes, their war crimes, and all kinds of scandal. Well, not all kinds of scandal, because they're probably not even capable, and they're probably so low functioning that they couldn't even replicate the Clinton sex scandal if they tried. But every other kind of scandal that becomes intensified even on a greater scale the second presidential term. So we are anticipating a very mighty crash and burn for George W. Numbnuts Bush and his criminal regime. However, we don't want to sit back and watch. We want to help give it a push and nudge it along all the further. And then at the end, huff and puff and help blow them down. So we will begin by planting the seeds and talking about survival information, because since we have independent media and a great system of communication that is worldwide, can reach every kind of scene, every kind of underground, every kind of movement, every kind of counterculture and music scene, and to people who are just individuals and not plugged in with others, we can communicate essential underground survival information for the next wave, and information that people really need, in particular how to beat the inevitable draft, and should this current regime of Taliban clones, representatives not only of corporate America but of the American Christian Taliban, succeed in illegalizing abortion and taking away women's rights to get a safe and legal abortion, we will need to be there to help out any sister who needs either birth control access, RU486, or a way to get an abortion, no matter what. And we will be there every step of the way in independent media and most emphatically on this show. So tonight is the fall of Bush, and the first plug I want to give is to those who are protesting the forthcoming inauguration. The primary site is counterinaugural.org, and that's hyphenated, counter-inaugural.org. And let's see, according to the Pie Man, there is now a Yahoo group from Yahoo Groups at yahoo.com, which is, they changed the spelling to inauguration. And I guess some will interpret that as being disrespectful to hogs, but regardless, I didn't name it. They are calling it Protest Bush's Inauguration, and there's no apostrophe. Protest Bush's Inauguration at Yahoo Groups. Okay, I'm not even going to cover all this election fraud bullshit, because people who are friends of the Reverend, book burners who send the Reverend stuff, and a couple mailing lists have sent way too much shit. So if you are interested in all the election fraud data and a California study that has just been concluded, write quail@sjcdc.org and I will send it to you. This is also the week of the John F. Kennedy assassination, and which of course raised the issue of the CIA, and the CIA was in the news this week. They have a new leader who was like purging and banishing and firing people all over the place, and one of the big hubs within the CIA is whether or not somebody is loyal to the Führer himself, George W. Numbnuts Bush. And I thought, this is such a bizarre role reversal. It's like 30 years ago or 40 years ago, they could kill a president. They could have coup d'etats in dozens of countries. They overthrew elected governments to put in dictators who were friendlier to corporate business interests or oil interests. And they could fuck with pretty much the entire world at once, train the greatest of secret armies, dictators, secret polices, intelligentsia, torturers, mercenaries, contras. And they're going to get pushed around by the village fucking idiot. The Reverend does not understand. So on the eve of the anniversary of the Kennedy assassination, the Reverend's going to take a moment and not speak to all of you, but speak directly to those in the CIA. Hello, CIA. This is Reverend Bookburn from Radio Volta. Are you going to let yourselves be pushed around by some pretzel-choking fucking alcoholic moron who came into power by a coup twice? Are you going to get pushed around by somebody so fucking stupid he has no command of the English language and yet he speaks to the entire nation? Are you going to be pushed around by somebody who hallucinates angels and higher powers? Are you going to be pushed around by somebody even his hometown of Crawford, Texas, considers the village idiot? Are you going to let him push and bully you around, threaten your job, purge your peers and your buddies? Let that just simmer in and marinate for a little while, and give that some thought when we play the next batch of songs. I'm going to mention two more of the people who were at the awesome, awesome, incredible DOA show last Friday night. One person told me about a new punk book, and since we have so many punks who listen, I wanted to give this a plug. This is a book that covers the first wave, which is like the late 70s and the early hardcore days of the early 80s, and goes up to, I believe, 2003, entitled Burning Britain. And it's from somebody who's written other texts about punk history. I think they do one component at a time, like the real hardcores and then like the politicos. And I believe there's like a separate, like crass related kind of bands project that he's working on. But the Burning Britain book is supposed to be one comprehensive music and a scene history book called Burning Britain. And thanks to the young woman who turned the Reverend on to that. And there was a guy who has a radio station around here that's at wuou.yersinus/wuou.edu. That's from his college, and his show is called Oi Noise, and it's on Thursdays at 9. And I'm going to attempt to play vinyl, even though we've had a lot of problems with vinyl here, and I'm going to attempt to play a cassette tonight, turn you on to some new stuff. Going to play Void Control, one of the bands that played at the DOA show, and also I'm going to give you the playlist for DOA, which is, if you're a fellow fanatic, DOA, November 19th, 2004, Upper Darby, Pennsylvania, started off with their anti-Nazi classic entitled Nazi Training Camp, then The Enemy, Brigands and Pirates, 2 Plus 2, The Agony and the Ecstasy, Waiting for You, Earache, Marijuana Motherfucker, which was also kind of a tribute to 60s street musician legend David Peel. And then there was kind of a musical blurb and some weird like cha-cha-cha kind of thing. And then that went back into Marijuana Motherfucker. Then You're Already Dead, World War III, a personal favorite of the Reverend's, Fucked Up Bush, which was, of course, a remake of Fucked Up Ronnie, which was a remake of Fucked Up Baby. Followed by Dead Men Tell No Tales, New Age, We Don't Need No Goddamn War, Woke Up Screaming, Disco Sucks, and of course, from their first album, and actually first single, The Prisoner. Four encore songs, the last of which, at the request of the Philly Anti-Racist Action Crew, starting with Eve of Destruction from the new CD, then 13, Liar for Hire, and Race Riot. That was the DOA set list for November 19th in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania. If this record player works, we will play you a band from New York entitled Heart Attack, who does not do a good job of labeling which side is which. So we're going to have to make sure that it is the right side. I want to play Wheels Over Indian Trails since it is Thanksgiving week. And I wanted to play an Indian-related song because in acknowledgement to all of the Native Americans who were slaughtered after the great Thanksgiving dinner from the Christian colonialists, kind of the Christian version of the St. Valentine's Day massacre. It's like feed them dinner and then blow the shit out of them, and then rewrite history later. We're going to play Wheels Over Indian Trails, but first a song called Man's World, The Oldest Prejudice. But we need two things. We need the turntable to work, and we need this weird New York punk label to be more clear about which side is which. But this is Heart Attack if this works.
I'm not afraid to another blunt. Yeah. Okay. La la da 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 da. La da da. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Yeah. I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. La, da, my room da, da, da. Is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Yeah. Because I got high. Hell, because I got high. La, da, 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high. La, da, I'm taking da, da, da. It next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next. Go to the next.
I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
La da. They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high, because I got high. La da 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 da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. La da da. Now I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high, because I got high, because I got high. La da da. I was gonna make love to you, but then I got high.
Help me sing. I'm serious.
I was gonna eat your pussy too, but then I got high. Now I'm jacking off, and I know why.
Turn this shit off.
Yeah, because I got high.
Keep going.
Because I got high.
Hey, do that over,
because
man.
Because I got high.
Come on, man. Don't come on.
La,
come on.
Go. I messed up my entire life because I got high.
Go. Go.
I lost my kids and wife because I got high.
Say what, say what, say what, say what.
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high.
Baby,
I'm singing this whole thing wrong because I'm high.
Bring it back, bring it back.
And if I don't sell one copy, I'll know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I'm high. Cause I'm high. Cause I'm high.
Are you really high though, man?
La da 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 da. La da da da.
He really is high, man.
Shoop, shoop, shooby doo wah.
Get jiggy with it.
Skippity bee bop. Doo wah.
Countries are down on the U.S., a land of mass consumption, our lives filled with excess. But my daddy wasn't fighting on Normandy that day for the right to drive a Hyundai. I refuse to live that way, and I'm proud to be an American who gets just 5 mpg. Though I live alone, the car I own can seat 103, and I'll gladly park so close to you when you pull out you can't see. No, I'll never trade my Escalade. God bless my SUV. But hey, I'll get there alive. So don't pester me with questions like, what would Gandhi drive? And you won't catch me in Starbucks if I need a drink or snack. When I bought this ship, she came equipped with a Starbucks in the back. And I'm proud to be an American with a car that fits my rear. The cash I put down could have fed a town in Somalia for a year. I'd gladly go and fight Saddam. He'd lose a war with me. You'll be stuck in mud when he sends his scud, but not my SUV.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming soon to a record store near Baghdad, direct from their sold-out tour of Iraq, it's the group that's mind-sweeping the nation. Please give it up for Hans Blix and the Inspectors.
Duke. What you hid? Duke. Baby, I'll find it. Duke. That locked door. Duke. I'll look behind it. Duke.
This is Lynn Cheney. And I remember those lonely nights when my husband, Dickless Cheney, was stashed away in a bunker after September 11th, and I thought, now I'm going to spend even more time never being pleased until Colin Powell came along to satisfy my needs. And I want the Reverend to dedicate a song to him right now in honor of those delicious memories when he served me and pleased me so well. This song is by Scum. It's lovingly dedicated from me, Lynn Cheney, to Colin Powell. It's entitled Big Black Cock.
so it seems, or done for convenience, and all of our gold. Send them lights to protect our freedoms, they are told. Didn't they lynch black folks in the South? Set them on fire, hanging from trees, just like they did those men in Iraq? Oh, honey, that was long ago. We don't like to think about things like that. All this hypocrisy makes you sick as hell. A murderous government, think they're all so swell. Capture people and deny them their rights. Abuse them from Guantanamo to the Golan Heights. All the violent violence, terrorists of freedom fire. Twin from the Indians and chant for a little sire. Remember the only good Indian is one that is dead. How would it feel for it to be us instead?
Turn your brains! Saturday I took a walk to Zipperhead. Dressed like Minnie Pearl, just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreamin', so we started screaming on such a winter's day. She took me to her parents for a Sunday meal. Her father took one look at me and he began to squeal. Punk rock girl, it makes no sense. Your daddy's the vice president, rich as the Duke of Earl. Yeah, you're for me, punk rock girl. Security guards trailed us to a record shop. We asked for Mojo Nixon. They said, he don't work here. We said, if you don't got Mojo Nixon, then your store could use some fixing. We got into a car, away we started rolling. I said, how much you pay for this? Said, nothing, man, it's stolen. Punk rock girl, you look so wild. Let's have a child, we'll name her Minnie Pearl. Just you and you and me, we'll travel around the world, just you and me, punk rock girl.
Hey, play.
You heard the Dead Milkmen doing Punk Rock Girl. Before that, Jello Biafra with the Melvins did McGruff, the Crime Dog. That kind of got screwed up last week, so I wanted to play it all the way through from the brand new release of theirs entitled Never Breathe What You Can't See from their label AlternativeTentacles.com. And please remember to boycott the corporate scab version of the Dead Kennedys. Before Jello and the Melvins, you heard MDC doing Founding Fathers, and that's also brand new on DOA's label, Sudden Death Records, suddendeath.com. MDC is now Magnus Dominus Corpus. Before Founding Fathers, you heard Scum doing Big Black Cock. Capital Steps did God Bless My SUV. Afro Man did Because I Got High. And Heart Attack began the set with Man's World, The Oldest Prejudice, and Wheels Over Indian Trails. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is the fall of Bush. And I just want to say that regarding what Afro Man said and Because I Got High, the Reverend knows no person ever who, due to the use of cannabis or hemp or pot or marijuana or whatever you want to call it, never failed to want to orally please that special someone. But I will not judge him or come to any conclusions. But it is a hilarious song, and there is more to come, and we have some dedications. And I want to be sure there's time for the Void Control CD, which is fantastic. And, of course, some DOA. But, let's see. We're having good luck with the vinyl, so we're going to try the cassette in the next set as well. And play a song for peace. If you want to check out the Dead Milkmen tribute, but you're not near the Philadelphia area, you can stay afloat of the memorials to Dave Blood at deadmilkmen.com. And the Reverend saw some pretty funny stuff on the way to DOA, like a bumper sticker that said, "Save Congress without delay." And that was pretty funny because the Republicans have changed their own rules so that the now obvious ethics violator, Tom DeLay, is to not be internally investigated in his ethics investigation. So all they have to hope for now is that a spineless, ballless, eggless group of people called the fucking Democrats will just kind of sit there quietly and not make an issue of it. And all of Tom DeLay's infractions can go ignored. Well, at least he wasn't with an intern. And Buck Fush, which is online now at buckfush.com. It's like Fuck Bush, but with the letters reversed, buckfush.com. And now a bumper sticker. And now a bumper sticker on at least one car in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania. Okay, the fall of Bush is not without precedent. With Nixon, it was Watergate. And there were other crimes and there were other even charges, but Watergate was the big one. And with Reagan, there were so many illegalities. Ed Meese, countless members of the Reagan administration. But the big one was the Iran-Contra and Iran-Contra cocaine scandal of the late 80s. And even though the media licked his ass and licked Oliver North's ass and Poindexter's and the rest of them. And when I say that, I mean no disrespect whatsoever to people who are into licking ass. But the corporate media was way up their asses. And, good night, man. And, so they didn't really see any serious consequences, but it did blow the mystique. It did blow a lot of their support. It blew the covers off of them. And now with independent media and with the internet and with the tools of communication that we have outside of the corporate media, we will bring down the Bush regime, which was already nationally and internationally criminals and war criminals and corporate criminals. Bush was primarily financed by the ultimate number one corporate criminal and number one criminal in the nation, Ken Lay of Enron. But at least he wasn't for gay marriage or abortion. Bush, already a corporate criminal, already a war criminal, and already announcing that he wants to run amok with his arrogant statement, "I was given political capital, and now I'm going to spend it." So we will be there. He will be exposed, he will be resisted, he will be organized against, and he will be toppled. The evil regime is coming down. We need to be there to help other people survive, to provide the necessary information, to mobilize and get people in the streets, and finally, to give the final push. There is a long and honorable history of underground communication from the underground newspapers of the 60s, the indie publication and DYI publications of the 80s, the anti-Reagan resistance, the punk counterculture, and there is now a high-tech, far greater reaching technology. So it's just a question of doing it, not letting depression get to you, not letting suicidality get to you, not letting the ugliness of the culture and the way it affects other people get to you, the sideways lashing out, the petty wars, the petty bickerings and infightings, the ever ugly work cultures. We're going to let that shit roll off of us, and we are going to go for the gusto and topple the Bush regime. There is a film comparable to Fahrenheit 9/11 that is being worked on, that could be checked out online at hijackingcatastrophe.org, and a freethinkers film that has the American Christian Taliban so upset it must be good, entitled Heart of the Beholder, where Marlene, the filmmaker, is being harassed daily, death-threatened daily, and at one point they were sending over 700 email viruses a day, and all kinds of crazy shit, like the first couple of years of the show, and as well as like abortion-related clinics and websites. The avalanche of hate and threat and viruses is so high. And the website kind of gives you a teaser taste of the film. We just know it's going to be great. And they can be checked out and supported at beholder.com. And that's, if you're in the LA area, I believe there's still time to be an extra on that. And speaking of LA, check out the Reverend's great friend, who also broadcasts not just audio streaming but video streaming, as well as her show being on cable TV in the LA and Hollywood area, Dr. Susan Block at drsusanblock.com. And her latest essay, or what you call it, journal, is entitled Blue Values, which is already a classic. Some plugs in the Philadelphia area once again. This is a show at the Halfway House, which is 4141 Chestnut Street, on November 27th, which is Pat Attack's birthday bash, featuring Gunna Vom and Global Chaos, Shell Shock, Eyes of Hate, and The Shit. And this starts at 8 o'clock. And a canned food drive next. Oh, that's tonight. Never mind. That's at the Rotunda with the Jail Hags, Maladapted Youth, FTC, and more. Bring at least one can of food. Benefits food, not bombs. Great flyer. Great graphics there. Okay, and okay, that's all the stuff we got from the DOA show. And tomorrow night is the second Dave Blood Memorial, which is at the Trocadero. And I believe that's pretty cheap. So that is 6 or 7 o'clock. All right, two quick plugs and we'll play some more music, because I want to play some DOA and I want to get to the Void Control CD. The medical marijuana defendants who are fleeing fascism and trying to get asylum in Canada, Rene Boget is at reneboget.com, B-O-J-E, reneboget.com. And if you write to her, she can tell you about the woman in Bali who is facing the death penalty for pot. And Steve Cubby, whose case is still not over yet. And his site is Cubby, K-U-B-B-Y.com. Let's play some DOA. 25 years after their first shows and their first single. 25 years after the first benefit for the Vancouver punk fanzine. 25 years after their first Rock Against Racism benefit show. a new CD entitled Live Free or Die at SuddenDeath.com. Joe Keith Lee's book, I Shithead, My Life in Punk. And a tour that includes some spoken word and book reading appearances, as well as incredible, incredible shows. And playing a lot of shows with Void Control and touring with a couple other bands, like for a couple, like for a leg or two of the tour. This is New DOA, an old anti-war song from the 60s. This is DOA doing Eve of Destruction. To make the Taliban and Al-Qaeda proud, the Bush regime has declared war on abortion rights and has agitated and further pumped up the Al-Qaeda clones with a different book outside of abortion clinics, where the people who are harassing and threatening and intimidating the staff and the patients and the defenders at clinics have a higher comfort level in their tactics, in their aggression, in their hostilities, and in their danger. And even though it is an era in which the powers pretend to be anti-terrorism in their highly selective war on other people's terrorism. Despite the anti-terrorism posturing, the 25-year history of anti-abortion terrorism, the 100-plus bombings of clinics, the over 12 shooting incidents, the over 500 fake anthrax mailings, the use of the toxic chemical butyric acid in several dozen incidents in the last 15 years is ignorable by the powers, by the intelligentsia, and by law enforcement. It is a non-issue, something to ignore, something to not monitor, something to not look at, something to just completely disregard entirely, thus encouraging the escalation of the Al-Qaeda clones in the anti-abortion movement, whom this next song is dedicated to, from their CD, Newfound Power. This is by Damage Plan, and it goes out to the anti-abortion movement. It's a lovely, very beautiful song entitled Fuck You.
This album is being recorded in May, and it will not be released until September. So there's no way of knowing what's going to happen between now and then. The good news is that Bush gets impeached. The bad news is that Cheney becomes president, which is a demotion. The bad news is that Cheney had his pacemaker checked and it's in good condition. The good news is that Rudy Giuliani is giving him a microwave for Christmas. So now to talk a little bit about the campaign in the ass. Let's start with Wesley Clark. Remember him? He came into the race late and left early. This is an exact answer that he gave when reporters asked him, would you have voted to go to war? Because after all, this is a general. He says, I would have voted to go to war. I mean, no, I would probably have voted against it. And come to think, I would never have voted for the war. That decision turned out to be a major blunder, and I have always been consistent about that. All right. So then, a few weeks later, another reporter asked him, would you have voted to go to war? Now he was seasoned, and he said, okay, I would have voted for the war at the time, but now I'm against it. Besides, I would never have voted for the war. Well, I may have voted for it at the time, but now I'm against it. How am I doing in the polls? So he came in late and was relatively unknown, except by corporals that he used to harass. And so he had his volunteers give out Clark bars to everybody to help him gain name recognition. You remember Clark bars? They gave you cavities and filled them simultaneously. So I started thinking of what would the other candidates, what would their candy bars be? What would be appropriate for them? So Richard Gephardt. Gephardt also flip-flopped, and he was the one who wrote the resolution giving permission to Bush to have a preemptive strike. But and then he dropped out, too. So Gephardt would certainly be Milk Duds. Al Sharpton was sort of a Hershey bar with nuts. Joe Lieberman. At first I thought, well, how about Jujubes? And then I thought, not as, you know, we don't want to give fodder to the anti-Semites. And what would really, truly work for him... Well, I mean, he made so much of being Jewish himself. He in that whiny voice. I think when he went to Israel, he went to the whining wall. But I thought a more appropriate candy for Lieberman would be Snickers. Because he always made me snicker. When he was trying to court the Latino vote, and he called his wife and he said, ¿Qué pasa, Hadassah? You know, it's just... Just want to snicker. Now, Dennis Kucinich, who was my dream candidate, who obviously would, for somebody to come out and say, just to surrender to idealism instead of pandering, and to say there should, instead of a War Department, be a Peace Department. I don't know if you remember, but the Department of Defense used to be the Department of War, but only the name changed. I think that's one of Bush's slogans. Four more wars. They should have that on TV. Besides laugh tracks, they should have groan tracks. You know. And why is it you can go to a movie and you can laugh out loud, but you have to hurt your heart by stifling your sobs at a sad movie? That's just a thought. All right, here's another thought. Everything is getting... compacted. That's why hello became high. That's why even now somebody, instead of saying to make a long story short, they just say long story short. You know, it just gets condensed. It's condensation because of global warming. So Kucinich, who wants to withdraw now, as opposed to John Kerry, who says we have to stay there. And the moment of supreme irony will come if he were elected and somebody from Iraq Veterans Against the War tells a congressional investigating committee who wants to be the last man to die for a mistake. Deja vu, Kerry? And I'm going to vote for him. I voted for Ralph Nader in 2000, but I won't vote for him this time because it's different. I think Arianna Huffington said it best, which is, when the house is burning down, you don't start renovating. Howard Dean. Howard Dean, I think, would be Altoids. Yeah. Curiously strong. You know, it's a shame that the media caricature of him overshadowed the fact that he made the war an issue in the campaign.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, then is John Edwards. He is, like, so cuddly and sweet and oozing, and he would have to be a Twinkie. You know, not just a cream-filled Twinkie, but, I mean, a fried Twinkie. A southern fried Twinkie. Just oozing. And I guess Nader would be Sour Patch. Okay, now Kerry. Kerry was the most interesting because... you know, was it with Payday? No, not sure. Zagnut? No. But then the perfect one for him would be Mr. Goodbar. I think, you know, there's a couple of things wrong with Kerry. I have to look upon him as a sort of like an arranged marriage. And, you know, I can learn to like him. He'll be a good provider. And at least he's better than that wife beater in the White House. But one of his flaws is because he voted for the war. He voted to give him permission to have to fight this fight and that he's now against. Which, is, you know, I mean, he has been consistent in that. When he was in Vietnam, he was proud that he killed the Vietnamese, 20 Vietnamese. Then when he got out of the Navy, he was ashamed that he had killed 20 Vietnamese. And now he's proud again. When they asked him, well, if you're against the war now, why did you vote for it? And he said, I believed my president. So I think that he's a poor judge of character. Now, it's interesting how abortion has become an issue. The Catholic Church is essentially, people in the hierarchy are saying to Kerry, well, now look, if you don't come out against abortion, then we're not going to give you a wafer on Sunday. I mean, that kind of sums it up. And the church has to have this kind of anti-abortion stance so that they can keep the conveyor belt of altar boys coming for the priests who want to molest them. Yeah, it's just simple foresight. You know? No child's behind left. Okay, thank you. Yes, okay. Put the groan check on. And then they're coming against reproductive rights from all directions. Now, here's another one who makes you think that feminism wasn't all it cracked up to be since Karen Hughes could get such a high position. Karen Hughes was and is the president's speechwriter. She was the one who advised him not to refer to the terrorists as folks. It's a dirty job, but somebody has to do it. Okay, here's a quote from Karen Hughes. She said this in response to the Million Women March in Washington for reproductive rights. I think that after September 11th, the American people are valuing life more and realizing that we need policies to value the dignity and worth of every life, particularly at a time when we're facing an enemy. And really, the fundamental difference between us and the terror network we fight is that we value every life. So she's now equating getting an abortion with terrorism. You know, personality shouldn't mean that much, but you would think that John Kerry had aborted his inner child. Style, it's too bad. I mean, he speaks in the key of B-flat. You know, and he maintains that. And so he's doing now what every candidate has to do, which is get interviewed on MTV. And so they ask him, do you like hip-hop? And he's just yes, I like hip-hop. I think it's... I like the anger, and I like the poetry. You know, and then I ask him, well, are you cool? And if I were cool, then I wouldn't say I was cool, would I? You know, so it's bizarre. But the main thing is that even though Kerry is beating Bush in the polls now at this point, Bush is getting more points for being able to deal with terrorists. I mean, that probably is changing as we speak. So Kerry has to be able to get inside the mind of a terrorist to understand. You know, it's not like in this country. Here we have a suicide hotline where people just call and the people at the hotline say, oh, all I get is complainers and kvetchers. Whereas the suicide bombers, for better or worse, are really idealistic about what they're doing. They're also selfish because, you know, they want to go to Nirvana as martyrs and meet those 72 virgins awaiting them. Plus, part of the folklore is that they can achieve orgasms that last 600 years. 600 years. I know with my luck, at 150 years, I'd have a premature ejaculation. There's no objective standards to judge at the precise moment that a premature ejaculation becomes a mature ejaculation. I don't even know what a mature ejaculation is. But I think John Kerry has them. Teresa, I feel some great spasms in my groin area. They're becoming almost uncontrollable, but I say, bring it on! Okay. Any questions yet?
You're living in other people's lives. Doesn't seem to be doing you a lot of use. Believing in other people's lies. It's getting pretty hard to tell the truth. Exactly as it appears from the outside. Now you know why the truth comes in disguise. It's the backward slide, so who wants a ride?
When you read the papers. When you read the papers. The corporate pen demanding our money to make up something new, starring new combinations of the tried and twisted crew.
All the human torches catching fire. The corrupt officials getting caught.
Especially for you.
Poor and the needy, robbers and killers.
Especially.
Win
all
your dreams.
Especially for you. Especially for you.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. Sunday, November 21st, 2004 at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. Tonight we have a very special asshole. From the House of Representatives, Republican from Florida, C.W. Bill Young. Representative C.W. Bill Young and associates spearheaded a plan in which, at the last minute and without telling anybody, they added to the 1,000-page spending bill, what has been described as a must-pass spending bill before the current congressional session goes into recess, anti-abortion provisions in which local, state, and federal facilities can now exempt themselves entirely from accessing the procedure. This was what's called a backdoor legislation, and that's an interesting word considering that these people want to put it in the back door and sneak attachments and sneak restrictions and the removal of rights without people even knowing about it. And then defending the bill and saying, oh, you just don't want us to pass the spending bill. When the few voices, when the few people with guts in Congress did speak up against this bill. So, C.W. Bill Young, Republican from Florida, you are asshole of the week. All right, really heard enough of those sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. The Adverts did Cast of Thousands. Paul Krasner did Candy Bar Candidates from his new comedy CD, The Zen Bastard Rides Again. Damage Plan did Fuck You. That went out to the anti-abortion movement and started off with DOA doing Eve of Destruction. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In, and tonight is The Fall of Bush. And that, speaking of the anti-abortion fucks, if you are a prankster and you're good with technology and you want to see where these people are, they're online. So if you're not in the Philadelphia area, you can check them out at online at columbusbaptistchurch.org. And see what they're about. They don't really exhibit their hatred on their webpage, but these are the people locally who are perpetrating what was described earlier. And Marlon, the great engineer, I brought you a present. Yes, the Reverend was strolling into little dollar stores, and there was a box of these little packages that is designed for children, and it's entitled A Bomb Bag.
Oh, wow.
Now, before I hand this to you, I want you to notice that it says, please do not put in mouth. Uh-huh. All right? It's
this, like even,
it does. Look, this picture has G.I. Joe's on the cover. On the back, bomb bag, how to play. Suitable for outdoor play. Feel the mystical object, magic water, inside by finger. Squeeze the object and throw it away within 5 seconds. It will make a big explosion.
Yeah, and all that magic water will come out from the inside.
It'll make an explosion. Who buys this for their kids? No, it does not. It does no harm to the human body.
Well, we all knew that beforehand.
If clothes are stained with liquid, parenthesis, magic water, it can be cleaned by water.
Well, yeah, you know.
And note, not suitable.
Except for blue dresses.
Yes. It does stain those. And not suitable for children under 12. Warning, choking hazards, small parts, not suitable for children under 6. Do not put in mouth, contains sodium bicarbonate, citric acid, made in Taiwan. All right, here is your bomb bag.
This is terrific.
I knew you would like to cover to that, too, with
But this is great. It's suitable for outdoor play.
Yeah, don't explode that thing inside or in the Radio Volta studio. But I thought you would like your present. That is the fucking bomb bag. All right, next on.
It's even in Spanish.
Yes. Well, you want everybody to have access to war promotion toys. All right, we're going to do the credits, and we're going to play some Void Control, and then maybe some tunes after that. And if we can. Okay, next week is the Spanksgiving show, hopefully with Jen, alias Holy Bloody Mary. If not, we'll look for somebody else. And let's see, what are we saying? Hello to Jen Crane and Tara. Maybe they'll come for the Spanksgiving show. And we'll also do a tribute to Dave Blood, the late bass player of the Dead Milkmen. You can write to the Reverend at Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. Remember that the protest at the inauguration are being organized at counter-inaugural.org. Dear Reverend, thanks to following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration to the following for tonight's The Fall of Bush show. Oh, I said Karen instead of Crane. I'm an idiot. I fucked it up. Oh, well. You guys sending me sexy emails or whatever, instant messages, come on to Spanksgiving show. It's a holiday tradition, and it's okay because I am clergy. Thank you to the following: Marlon, a great engineer, Father Oblivion, Lord Jesus, Kenny, Amoeba, Secret Chimp, Ed Gold, Ms. Terry, Everlasting Godstopper, Lady Simone, former bride on the show, Cindy from Wildflower Desire, possible future bride on the show if she and her honey last, Lobo Red, the Reverend's friend from his professional life, Lady Pixanne, St. Anne Marie, Mephistopheles, and happy birthday, Miff, Drusilla, Shelley, Pharmacy Joe the Limp Dick, Malik, Leanne and Tim, Jersey Red, Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke, Justin, Zvi, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Mac Goddess and Family, Plantard and UK Bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, Lebanese, and all North American Bookburners, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sarah, Learn, the Coffee Goddesses, Vampira, Goddess Danielle, Dark Lady and Her Honey, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant from On the Rag Records, Paul Kresner, ProChoiceLeague.com, all Clinic Defenders, Jennifer Hunter, Deicide and Genevieve, Pie Man, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wooden Shoe Books and Records on 5th Street in Philadelphia between South Street and Lombard, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay, Bill and Mia, Mr. Scott, Tara, Crystal Hellcat, Jenna the Egg, Jen, Karen, the Washington outlets that broadcast the show, Biker Chick, Sandra Chica Caliente, Craig from Autistic Behavior, Christy Wan, Queen Agitator, Dallas Blanchard, Michael Moore, to all those who worked so hard to lick Bush, Book Burners Everywhere, to everyone who was at the great DOA show on Friday night, and to Void Control. Thank you all. A big lick, and hopefully next week a big spank, and going to play an awesome, awesome band. I don't even know which track to pick, but I think I'll play God Complex. This is an incredible CD. It's by Void Control. They're online at voidcontrol.net, and they played at the DOA show, and I'm going to play from their CD, which is entitled, self-titled. This is called God Complex. Play.
Yeah. nation. Today is the day. Take it out of your pocket and put it on the tray. Pay salvation by cash or by charge. Send me a check or I'll make your card. Pay salvation, it's a part of your role. And after all, I'm saving your soul. Pay salvation, you owe it to God. Send it to me so it doesn't come on.
Okay, I totally forgot that song that I had on cassette. How to Make a Peaceful World. So we'll play that next week on the Spanksgiving show. And a tribute to Dave Blood from the Dead Milkmen. You heard Code of Honor doing What Price Will You Pay? Los Avedados did Pay Salvation. The Square Cools did I Don't Want to Die for My Country, and started off with Void Control doing God Complex and Repeat Offenders. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight has been the fall of Bush, and Marlon is still playing with his little bomb bag over there. I do to give you that.
You ever try to clean out your clogged drain with baking soda and
lime?
And yeah, and it fizzes all up. Yeah, well, that's what happens. It's like it's a science project. It fizzes. It creates pressure within the bag, and it goes boom.
See that we're teaching the kids how to make oil.
Oh, well, it's not bad.
There's always learning on the show. There's learning, there's miracles and magic, there's peace and healing, and agony and ecstasy.
It's educational.
Yes, it's educational. And we see how they're teaching the next generation how to make war for oil. And,
I'm not getting rid of anything on your screen.
Okay. Getting messages from these party chicks. Okay, play some final tunes and then get out of here. One more plug, though. There's a site where people are apologizing to the world for the latest coronation of George W. Nunnuts Bush. That is at sorryeverybody.com. I'll plug that again next week. Sorryeverybody.com. And that's a classic. You click on like the first picture and you get a whole gallery of people's I'm sorry signs. Let's play a couple tracks from Volume 2 of Rock Against Bush, which is on Fat Wreck Records, Fat WRECK, fatwreck.com, and that's a project of punkvoter.com. And we'll play Operation Ivy and The Unseen. This is Operation Ivy doing Unity. Good night.
There's a war coming down between my breasts and mine. I don't want no war.
Yeah.
has had to learn to live with pain, and how to shelter from the rain. And in the twinkling of an eye, might have to be restrained. God help the beast in me.